This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Our Veterans Tribute brought to you by John Basiliga, Basiliga Hospitality. And opening this coming Thursday, Sergei's. It's right beneath the incredible restaurant Atera 519 at 519 Linden Street, Scranton. Lower level. One of the neatest nightclubs you're ever going to see anywhere. And the action starts Thursday for real. I had a chance to go there parade day. You'll love it. Our first veteran of the day, of the hour, Alan Kessler. He was a veteran, a Merc retiree. He enjoyed traveling. He was 89 when he passed away January 3rd. He was from Milton. He was born in Danville, graduated from Danville High School, and later from Bloomsburg State Teachers College. He received his master's degree in teaching from Montclair State Teachers College, Montclair, New Jersey. He taught business education in Jersey, 62 to 76. He came back to PA, where he was employed by Merck Pharmaceuticals as a chemical operator. That's where he retired from. He proudly served this country in the United States Army in Germany. Alan Kessler survived by his wife of 63 years and the love of his life, Betty Marie. They were married in 1961. He was a member of the Pine Street Lutheran Church in Danville. He'll be remembered for being a good man. Can't say anything better about somebody than that. He enjoyed a simple life and spending it together with his wife. In addition to her, he survived by his son, two grandchildren, and other relatives. Alan Kessler. And this one, we have a special. Frank Pugliese. He was from West Wyoming. And his niece, Roxanne, wanted to talk about him and wanted him tribute. He served us in the United States Army Reserve. He was only 73 when he passed away. And Roxanne is with us. Roxanne Yanello, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm so happy you brought your uncle Frank Pugliese to our attention. Tell us a little bit about him, would you please?
He was a wonderful man, all family oriented, loved his friends, loved being around his family and friends. He enjoyed muscle cars, cigars, the Italian club in Pittston. He just really was an all-around great man, always there for everyone when you needed him, just a call away, favorite recipe, family recipe, just anything for anyone. He was always there for advice, anything you needed.
What did Frank Pugliese do for a living?
He did a lot of different things. He worked in the health care field for many years, Allied Services, Riverside Rehab. Recently, he retired from Wyoming Area School District. He was maintenance there. So
he was a member of the United States Army Reserve and served us there. Tell us about, was he married? Did he have family? Did he have children?
He was married to his wife, Janet, and he had a stepdaughter, Caitlin. He didn't have any other children, but he was extremely close with all of his nieces and nephews. He was more like a father to them, and great nieces and nephews. So very, very family-oriented. Family, it's going to be very different for holidays now without my Uncle Frank.
When did we lose Frank Pugliese, Roxanne?
2 weeks ago.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, we may be able to even have a separate tribute to him as part of our normal. I didn't get I go through the obits, and we're a couple of months behind. But I appreciate so much that you took the time to call in about your uncle, Frank Pugliese. He was from West Wyoming, and
yes,
he
Pittston
served
originally.
In the Army. Yeah.
Pittston originally, but he lived in West Wyoming for a while. And I just wanted to give him the honor that he most definitely deserves. This world is going to be a much darker place without him. And he is in a better place now, but we will definitely miss him. We'll all feel the loss.
Well, thank you, Roxanne, on behalf of your family. You represented them well, and just happy to hear more about this particular veteran, Frank Pugliese, your uncle. Thank you.
Thank you for giving him that honor. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All right. Our veterans this hour brought to you by John Basiliga, Scranton's Bruce Wayne, Basiliga Hospitality, and the incredible new nightclub right beneath Aterra 519 at 519 Linden Street, Sergei's, opening this coming Thursday. I was there Saturday. It was exciting. It was fun. I can't brag enough about it. I'm not a nightclub guy. Sergei's, named after John's dad, who had quite a rep and a lot of involvement in the music industry here in Northeast Pennsylvania. Paul Basso. He was late of Colorado, but he was born and grew up in Wilkes-Barre. Graduate of GAR High School. He served us in the U.S. Army after graduation. He lived in Hunlock Creek for many years. He was a printer for the Sunday Independent. He moved to Colorado in 1994 after the newspaper closed. He owned and operated Bass Custom Golf Shop out there. Paul enjoyed playing golf at the Wyoming Valley Country Club with his sons, and was a local football and basketball referee, as well as a baseball umpire. We need more of them. He was predeceased by his wife, Joan, the former Joan Ferry. Tragically, also by his son, James. He survived by his son, Judge Paul Basso. Nieces, nephews, and other family members. Paul Basso. Andrew Belendi, Scranton. He was 85 when we lost him January 6th. He was born in Allentown. He proudly served us in the United States Army. Prior to retirement, he worked as an auto mechanic at Belendi Brothers Garage. He was also the owner of Ruddy's Bar. Andrew loved being a mechanic. He loved it. In addition to his wife, the former Diane Burke, he's survived by his daughter, a son, stepdaughter, stepsons, several grandchildren and great-grandchildren, as well as brothers and sisters. Andrew Belendi. Joseph Katkowski, late of Pottsville, but formerly of Covington Township. He was 78 when he died January 8. He was married to the former Barbara Millard. The couple had celebrated 56 years of marriage. Joe was born in Pittston. He served us in the U.S. Army, and for 36 years, he owned and operated Joe's Auto Repair in Covington Township. He was a great cook. He helped with dinners at Maple Lake United Methodist Church in Springbrook. And then he moved to Schuylkill County, first at UMC in Schuylkill Haven. He worked and made the food. In addition to his wife, Barbara, Joseph survived by a daughter, his grandchildren, and tragically, predeceasing him in death was his infant son, Joseph Jr. Our veterans this hour brought to you by John Basiliga, Basiliga Hospitality, and the new nightclub and the new hotspot in town, Sergei's at 519 Linden Street, Scranton. Our veterans celebration this hour brought to you by our friend John Basiliga, Basiliga Hospitality. And the featured property today, although I could run through it and you'll love them all, the Old Brook Inn Springbrook, Far Street Tavern, the great Trip Park section of West Scranton, Queen City Tavern, Oliphant. You've only got till St. Patrick's Day before they renovate. Scranton Art House, the cinema, the theater, the event space, the bar, the food. Lackawanna Avenue in Scranton. Aterra 519, the crown jewel of restaurants, Northeast PA and beyond. Sergei's, the new nightclub opening Thursday, next Thursday night. The best hot spot anywhere. I'm telling you, I was there. Anyway, our veterans this hour, Conrad Sonny Kelechawa. Sonny was 80 when he died January 4th. He was from Dixon City. He survived by his wife of 55 years, Christine. Her maiden name was Sidorovich. He was born in Carbondale. Active member of St. Mary's Visitation Church in Dixon City. Did all kinds of things for them. Coached baseball, basketball, softball. Graduate of Lakeland High School. Retired from Thompson Consumer Electronics, formerly RCA Industrial Park in Dunmore. He served with the U.S. Air Force during the Vietnam War. And here he is, a fourth degree, Knights of Columbus, the Dixon City and Troop Council. He loved hunting. He loved fishing. Surviving, in addition to his wife, his daughter, a son, five grandchildren, other family members. Sonny Kelechawa. Francis Trickle. He was 88 when he died January 4. He was born in Rahway, New Jersey. He and his beloved wife of 64 years, Dr. Mary Markin Trickle, made New Jersey their home until retirement. He was a senior executive in the corrugated paper industry, retiring from International Paper. Aside from his professional career, he was a craftsman. He loved to build and remodel personal home projects. He loved animals that knew no bounds. He loved to fish. He was a disabled U.S. Navy veteran of the Korean conflict. He served us in the South Pacific, participating in Operation Wigwam, the historic testing of the hydrogen bomb. A man of deep faith, he built a home in the Poconos to be closer to family after retirement. He was a member of the Church of St. Bernadette, Cresco, PA, Knights of Columbus, district deputy, 50th wedding anniversary with he and his wife. In addition to her, he survived by his daughter, grandsons, and other family members, Francis Trickle. Our great veterans this hour. Brought to you by Sergei's, the new nightclub. It's opening Thursday. Get ready.